When teaching us the laws of the Kohen and the Tumah that's associated with him and what he can or cannot do, we're amazed at the restrictions and the limitations that we have on the Kohanim. The Kohanim can't become Tami Lameit, which means that they can't defile themselves, go to a funeral of their best friend. They're limited to immediate family. Okay, but then we reach the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol is told he can't become Tami at all, not for anyone. And I think that's where the real challenge becomes. How do we understand how the Kohen Gadol is told he can't become Tami for his parents if they die, can't go to that funeral, can't go to the funeral of his own child, Lo Aleinu, his spouse? How does that reconcile? It seems so very difficult for us to understand. So perhaps there is two different ways to understand it. The first one is given by the Sheiris Menachem, who quotes the Kotzker Rebbe. He says that the Kohen Gadol is separated from the world in a way that takes all the physical pieces out of it. Due to the fact that he's physically removed from the world, he's supposed to be aspiring to something so much higher, so much greater. It can't be that he can become Tamei. And that's a really hard one for the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol, in order to be on the level that he can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order so that he could go in and do all these things that he does as the representative of the Jewish people, he has to be lemala from the regular restrictions that everybody has. And that's what he has upon him. He's not allowed to go in. He's not allowed to become Tamei. And that, I think, it's a very tough one for us to reconcile, but if he's the Kohen Gadol, we're told that's where he's aspiring to be, and that's the plane he has to live on. Perhaps there's another answer. The Kohen Gadol has to be on a level that he is the representative of every single person. To be the property, and that's really on some level what it is, of everyone, he has to be on a different level in his interpersonal relationships with people. He can't take time off, so to speak, for his family because he's owned by everyone. Not only can he take time off for everybody, but imagine if he is the representative of everyone, how it would look if he only goes to certain funerals. So I think what we do is we completely change everything and say, as property of everyone, he's on a different level in terms of Kedusha, that's what he has to be, but also in terms of his aspirations, in terms of his relationships, he has to be on a different level. I think the amazing part is that might explain how he can go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he represents fully everyone. There's not anybody in his mind, at least on a spiritual level, that has a higher or a bigger place in his heart. Everyone is exactly even. It is a personality like that that has to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a personality like that that can truly represent Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, on Yom HaKippurim. Have a good day.